We've reached the phase of the 2024 election where the lies from the mainstream media are getting bigger and bolder every day, and they're impossible to keep up with. And you're not going to believe what they're saying about YouTube now. Well, you will believe it. And I'll give you a big hint. Just think of the craziest, most insane lie that somebody could possibly say about the platform. Some of you aren't thinking crazy enough. I'll just give you another second. Just think. You know what's coming next. Yes. They are claiming that YouTube has a conservative bias.
All right, well, here's something real and really alarming. YouTube is now a growing share of where Americans are getting their news. And
imagine being so out of touch that you're 10 years behind the curve. Oh, now it's becoming a place where people are getting their news. But wait for it.
And there is a new study out that shows its algorithm prioritizes right-wing and Christian content. Does this show how little we understand about these mysterious algorithms and how they might be influencing us, Molly?
Yeah, and there's no algorithmic transparency. And by the way, all these tech companies are being asked to police themselves. You think Elon Musk is going to be policing the content on X?
Now, she is right that Elon over at Twitter, I still refuse to call it X, has the least amount of algorithm manipulation of the big tech platforms, but everybody, even those people who have been living under a rock since 2016, know that the big tech platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, before Elon Musk took it over and restored it back to its glory, have severely manipulated the algorithms and entirely changed the way that their platforms operate since Donald Trump won in 2016. After Hillary's devastating defeat in 2016, most of the focus was on Facebook and Twitter, and then the mainstream media co-opted those big tech platforms. But YouTube flew under the radar for a little while because most of the mainstream media and the Democrats still thought that this was only a place for funny cat videos and had no idea that it was the equivalent of having your own public access cable channel. But eventually they found us out, and then they started writing hit pieces like this in 2017 for the new far right. YouTube has become the new talk radio. Well, I was on YouTube in early 2006, so they were still over a decade behind the times before they finally figured out the power of YouTube. Did you ever think that the gaslighting would get so bad that you would see headlines like this? In 2024, YouTube's algorithm more likely to recommend users right-wing and religious content. Research finds everybody knows that this is completely fake. Everybody knows that the adpocalypse and the algorithm manipulation altered the search results, artificially boosting what they consider to be authoritative sources into the top of the search results. Zach Voorhees leaked a lot of the search terms that were manually curated. We know that they have then went in and added terms after the media complains about the top search results for various topics like the Federal Reserve and abortion. And then when you search for basically anything on YouTube that's news related or politics related, the mainstream media channels are artificially boosted to the top of those search results, and authentic YouTubers like myself are buried down the memory hole. And now YouTube is about to roll out a new fact-checking feature, a fact-suppressing feature, inspired by the community note feature on Twitter, which actually overall is a pretty useful feature in identifying blatantly fake tweets and fake news. But they're going to take that concept and then turn it upside down on its head and then use it to claim that actual clips, like the ones of Joe Biden getting lost on stage and having to have his hand held and taken and shown how to leave by Obama, those are going to be then labeled fake and misleading and out of context in order to then demonetize them and then further suppress them in the algorithm and punish YouTubers who post real independent news and analysis. And the mainstream media is now in day number 4 of damage control, trying to claim that the video that we've all seen with our own eyes of Joe Biden getting led off stage by the hand by Barack Obama after getting lost and freezing up again is a cheap fake, is out of context, is manipulated video.
This week, the RNC is pushing a misleading clip of Biden at a fundraiser, claiming that Biden freezes before Obama grabs his arm and leads him off stage. As the AP points out in its own fact.
Notice how they cut the video right before that actually happened. I mean, in case you've been living under a rock, this is the clip that they don't want you to see which is as clear as day and sad as hell. Misleading GOP videos of Biden are going viral. The fact checkers have trouble keeping up. Actually, the mainstream media is having a hard time keeping up with their damage control, gaslighting, and fake news because every time Joe Biden steps in front of a camera, we get a new concerning clip like this, showing him now unable to even get into his motorcade without the help of Secret Service, like a 95-year-old man. And it would be one thing if he was just physically frail. He is obviously mentally frail. He has a hard time putting together sentences. And every day, he's acting more and more bizarre. He literally just mumbled a bunch of gibberish at the media when they're demanding that he answer questions about what the heck is going on in our country. I guess they'll call this a cheap fake, too. This is a manipulated video. This is a 5-second clip taken out of context and spun in propaganda pieces from the right-wing media trying to make Joe Biden look as if he tripped going up the stairs.
There's a narrative that Joe Biden is an old man, of course, and I'm not disputing that he's not 81 years old, but
we are going to separate the fact from the fiction because there are a lot of videos going around about President Biden on social media.
These videos, I mean, they're blatant lies.
They are lying to their audience.
Making up and distorting things about the current president.
Trying to get people to believe visuals that aren't real.
The videos are oftentimes made up.
Deceptively edited videos known as cheap fakes.
A cheap fake. At least that's what the White House calls this viral video of President Biden.
The White House says there's a cheap fake problem.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes. Videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated.
We're hearing about so-called cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Distorted out of context videos, chopped up in certain ways, constructed in certain ways.
Look at him. Look at Biden. It is not true. He was fine, but they are creating this narrative.
The technology is just going to get more and more efficient at making these videos look more and more real when they're really not.
This is absolutely amazing. These people have no soul. These people are catering to those who don't obviously actually see the clips for themselves. People who don't use social media, people who are too busy, people who don't want to scroll through Twitter or Facebook on their phone, and actually sit down in their living room and think that they're going to get real information from these fake news industrial complex Operation Mockingbirds. They cannot comprehend that Donald Trump is still doing so well, despite everything that they've thrown at him over the last 8 years. Here's pollster Frank Dunce, sounding like he's had a few too many, shortly after noon.
I don't think the media understands exactly what's going on right now. Yes, Trump dropped a few points after being found guilty on 34 felony counts. But remember this, that would have destroyed any candidate as recently as 10 years ago. And the fact that Donald Trump is still even with, or in some cases leading Joe Biden after being found guilty of 34 felonies, oh my God. That is so significant. And one more point.
Well, speaking of God, we better keep praying because he's the only hope that we have that this country can possibly be saved. And in case you haven't heard, my new An Appeal to Heaven shirt and most of the other designs at markdice.com are now available in tank tops for the summer. So if you don't see them listed on the homepage, just click on the t-shirt design and then down below the t-shirt on the listing page, you will see the options for tank tops, long sleeves, and hoodies. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.